Hey, 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 my friend, we are back for our April forecast. We've got our full moon lunar eclipse that just happened. We have our new moon solar eclipse happening this month. We've got Mercury going retrograde. We've got that conjunction still happening with Uranus and Jupiter. And we've got some more shifts happening in our sky this month. In this video, we're going to dive into it all, my friend. So grab your notebook, put those earbuds in. Let's get going because we've got a lot to talk about. If you are new here, hey, my friend, Dani C. Muniz, spiritual healer, intuitive astrologer, helping you heal your past, present, and future. And so on this channel, we talk about sidereal astrology. And so, you know, we also have this on the brand new Cosmic Mystic podcast over on all your favorite platforms. You can find this video. Well, no, not the video. You can find the audio over there. And if you are on the Cosmic Mystic podcast, hey, 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 my friend, you can also come over and watch this on the YouTube channel, Keeping It Real with Sidereal. You'll be able to see the charts there, but maybe you just want to come back and listen to it, or maybe you just want to, you're an audio person. We've got all the ways to listen to it these days, and probably coming soon, we'll have this as a blog as well. But for now, I'm not going to get too far ahead. Let's dive in and talk about where our consciousness is going to be, where our motivation and drive is going to be, and where our communication is going to be as we navigate what is happening in the stars. My friend, we work with astrology. We do not cater to astrology. We use this as a tool to help guide our self-mastery, our personal growth and discovery as we navigate this thing called life. So let's dive in. Very first thing we've got is, where is our consciousness? So when I talk about our consciousness, I'm talking about the sun. I'm talking about our energy as far as where we are focusing our thoughts and ideas, right? And so that is going to be currently, as we begin this month, we are still in the energy of Pisces. So you can see here, we are looking at the sun in Pisces. And you'll notice that there's a couple of things that are pretty fairly close to the sun as we begin this new month. And that is, we've got our North Node here and we've got Chiron here, which are pretty close. They're about 3 degrees and about 6 degrees here with Chiron. And so this is where we are beginning our month. Mercury is about to go retrograde. It has not gone retrograde yet, but we're about to hit that retrograde. And we are actually pretty close to that energy here. So what does this, right? How is this energy affecting us? Well, first off, the sun being our consciousness in this conjunction, that's what this aspect is called when they're hanging out together. And I like to say this really simply, is that the sun and our pathway, our desire or soul's evolution, our path, is hanging out with the sun, as well as our past wounds, traumas. And so they're hanging out. They're hanging out in a house together. They're in the house of Pisces, which is all about the endings, right? The dreamy, the intuitive, spiritual energy, the energy of transcendence, right? Of kind of wrapping things up. And so there is this, as we open this month, this energy of releasing for sure, especially because we are in eclipse season, as well as this, this energy that I'm really feeling is I'm done. I'm over it. I've had enough. Something has to change. And we, right, it's as if we have to get to that point where we say enough is enough, because our comfort zones, the comfy space that we love to stay in, is always going to pull us back into that space. And these energies here are, they're kind of at our door and they're knocking and they're saying, hey, if you truly want to get to the place that you desire, where your soul came here to evolve to, what are you going to do? What's going to change? And when I think of this energy and when I'm looking at it, right, for myself, as much as I am here sharing it with you, this is how I got started, is I started looking at this for myself. And then I started looking at it for my clients. And I was like, well, everybody needs to know about this. And so when I look at this, I'm looking at this and I'm asking myself, all right, Danny, what is it that needs to change? And what are you going to do different? Because it's easy for us to sit here and say, I'm going to make a change. I'm going to do something different. Like the way that I see and what this connection here with the sun and Chiron are doing is they're saying, hey, let's look at this a little bit different. Let's see what power, what opportunity, what strength we have gained because of this experience that we had. And so I'm sitting here asking myself, and I'm going to ask you, my friend, what is going to change and what is going to be different this time? What is going to be different this time? And I say that because we are stepping into this Mercury retrograde during this eclipse season, which is some pretty intense eclipses, as we'll talk about in a bit. But there is this bigger, I want you to think of this bigger kind of overview and energy of like, how is this going to be different? Because it's so easy, because our environment always dictates what we are going to do. And so it's so easy for us to sit here and say like, yes, I'm going to do things different. It's going to be different this time. But what is it actually that you're going to do to make sure that that happens? What environments are you going to step into? What communities are you going to be part of? What support do you need, my friend, to make this change? To say enough is enough, I'm done, and I'm ready to move forward. So let's talk a little bit about, because we're going to have this conjunction for just a bit. Okay. And so what I want to also state here is that this energy is really pulling for us to accept who we are. Unusual, quirky, funky, off the beaten path, us. Our inner wisdom, our inner strength in whatever way that is for us, whether you are somebody who is out in the open and public and visible, or somebody who likes to be behind the scenes, however that is for you, my friend, allowing that to come forward. And so let's talk about, because we're going to be in this energy until the 13th of April. Our sun will be still in Pisces, will be moving through Pisces season, and will be entering Aries season. So we'll be with this conjunction for a bit here. You'll see as it's moving through, Mercury does go retrograde, and we'll talk about that in a bit. But you can see, right, there's these guys over here that are coming into Pisces, and we've been there for a little bit. And we've got the sun moving out of Pisces. So I'm going to go ahead and fast forward here to the 13th, where the sun moves out of Pisces and moves into Aries. Now, Pisces is a water sign. Aries is a fire sign. So the fire element, and it's also a cardinal modality. So its energy is like, let's begin, let's get things going, let's start new. And so we have, right, this conjunction with Chiron and that north node, and then we move into Aries season. And Aries season is simply when the sun is moving through the part of the sky that Aries rules. And Aries is the beginning of the zodiac. It is the very first zodiac sign, often called the baby, right? It's the baby of the zodiac, where Pisces is, you know, the grandfather, grandmother. And so this is the new beginning. This is the let's start fresh. Let's start over. And so there's a lot of action-oriented energy here with Aries, where Pisces was more fluid and flowy, definitely more in that feminine energy. And Aries is definitely more in the masculine energy of taking action, of getting things done, of kind of diving head first, very competitive. It's more of that warrior, determined, headstrong, impatient, impulsiveness. And so during Aries season, we get this like fresh air because we're moving into like, let's begin. And so I love this pairing here where we have this opportunity to say, okay, this is where I'm at. And this is not where I want to be at 30 days from now, 60 days from now, 90 days from now, 360 days from now. I don't want to be in the same place. And so here's what I'm going to do. And then Aries comes and it's like, let's go. Let's get into action. And I want to put a little caveat here, my friend. Aries will help us get started, which is the really beautiful thing about Aries energy, is we get started, we get going. It is not the finisher. It is not the one that's going to keep it going. It's determined, but it's determined to be first. It's determined to get it done. It is not determined to wait patiently for things to happen. That is Capricorn, my friend. So during this part of our month here, where our consciousness, our thinking moves from that very visioning, dreaming, healing energy, right? Bringing things to an end, to the consciousness of action, impulsivity, competitiveness. And so it's as if we've kind of had a pause and now we're going to ramp back up. So this is also the reminder, my friend, to take the pause. Mercury retrograde, that is the biggest thing. If you are not sure what Mercury retrograde is, if you're somebody who is newer to astrology, or you really maybe haven't quite understood the retrograde period, there is an overarching theme with all retrogrades, and that is to slow down. To slow down, to reevaluate, to reflect on what has been happening. If you have been in any type of position where you have had a project of some sort, there is always the beginning of the project, right? Where you get going. And then at some point during that project, there's a check-in to see, where are we? What is going on? What have we completed, and where do we need to tweak or redirect? Because maybe there's been some hurdles that we've had to overcome. Maybe the plan that we set didn't quite work out, Now, I used to work in corporate and I saw this a lot. I was in an operations position and then I moved into training and development, and I saw it on both sides where there was a project going, there would be hurdles and challenges. We would have our check-in, we would have to redirect sometime, right? Reflecting on what's happened so that we can chart our course for the next half, right, of that project. As an entrepreneur, as somebody who runs their own business, I see it in my business all the time, where there's projects that I have that are going, that I start working on. I might run into some hurdles, whether that is a tech hurdle, whether that is a actual mindset hurdle, a financial hurdle, right? I might run into something and I have to evaluate what has been going on. That's what these retrogrades are here to help us do. Mercury, in particular, is our thinking, it's our communication, it's the way that we're interacting in our neighborhoods, in our communities. And so when we hit Mercury retrograde, it's a time to say, okay, let me slow down, let me take a pause, and let me evaluate what is going on. So I'm going to say this. Most of the time when I start talking about, hey, Mercury retrograde's coming, I hear a lot of people say, oh, here we go. Oh, right. And they start to get that. There's that energy around it. I have shifted that, my friend. I look at a Mercury retrograde as an opportunity to tune into me, to tune into the things that I am not consciously aware of. It's the things that I might have been trucking along, and then all of a sudden, something happens that causes me to pause. It causes me to slow down. That's what this is about. So if you have a tech problem, if you have a travel interruption, if you have a communication frustration, mishap, this is the opportunity for you to stop. What does it do? Like when your computer, right, stops working for whatever reason, you get kicked off Zoom, or you can't, it's running slow and you can't open the program that you need to get the contract to the client. What do you have to do? You have to pause. And most of us get so frustrated of like, but I got to get this going and I have to do this and we're going to be late and all the things, when all it's asking you to do is pause. So when that happens to me, I'm like, oh, okay. Let's take some deep breaths. Let's pause. I'm in high alert right now. I'm being alert to what is around me, what is going on in my environment. There's something that is happening that I need to be aware of. That, my friend, is what Mercury retrogrades are all about. So we're moving into this season of action and going and moving. And so there may be this feeling of urgency of getting things done. And Mercury's over here like, hold up. Take a beat. Take a breather. Pause. Is this really the path for you? Is this really the way you want to continue? Because if there's communication mishaps, maybe there's an opportunity for you to upgrade your communication. If there's something happening within your travel plans, maybe there's an opportunity for you to slow down and enjoy the moment. Maybe there's something that you need to see that you have been asking to see, that you've been so distracted from being on autopilot, that Mercury is like, look, look, look. All right. If you have ever been afraid of Mercury retrograde, don't. Not around these parts, because we don't believe in that here. We believe in every opportunity to be a better human being. And that's what Mercury retrograde can teach us, my friend. So we're going to move through Aries all the way through May. And so I want to talk a little bit, since we're talking about Mercury, I want to talk a little bit about Mercury and a little bit more about the retrograde period and kind of how it's going to shift a bit as we move through this season. So on April 2nd, we're going to see Mercury go retrograde. That's its official retrograde start. Now, let me just say this. It has already been in the shadow period, okay? So it's already been in bringing things to our attention. So if there's anything that's come up over these past couple of weeks, this is probably something that you're going to see during the Mercury retrograde, actual retrograde period, okay? We usually see things start to kind of perk up during the retrograde shadow, and then we really start to see them during the actual retrograde period. So Mercury is going to be in the energy of Aries. I was going to say Aquarius for some reason. It is going to be in the energy of Aries, as we see right here, because it will have, what's really interesting about this particular retrograde, which happens, but you'll see that we actually Mercury moved into Aries right here on the 26th of March. And then it's trucking along in Aries, doing its thing, which means our communication is getting quicker, faster, more abrupt, more competitive for sure. It's really a lot faster is kind of one of the main things you'll start to see with Mercury, is like the energy gets a little bit faster, so our thinking and communication, and we may say things before we've thought them through. So watch your words. That tends to happen with Aries. But then what's going to happen is it's going to go retrograde. And then again, it appears in the sky to be moving backwards, although it's actually not. Just from our placement here on Earth, that's kind of what it looks like. And so once it goes retrograde, it will be in the energy of Aries, but then it's going to slip back in to Pisces. And we'll see it slip back in right here on the 9th. So as it slips back, so once it goes retrograde, right, it's a time for us to come inside. And in particular, it's going to start in the energy of Aries, which is looking at self, looking at our impulses, looking at our competitiveness, looking at our action, how we're taking action or not taking action, what type of action we're stepping into. And then we're going to move into Pisces, and we're going to kind of continue with that and looking at what is ready to come to an end. Remember, Pisces is a lot of that energy is around bringing things to an end, bringing things out of the subconscious and into the consciousness. And that's what this retrograde period is going to do for us. It's going to bring things out into the open, whether that's through pausing our travel, having the miscommunication, having delays, having technology issues, bringing these things to our attention so that we can do something about it. We can make a shift, make a change in our life. And then it'll be through that energy all the way till April 25th. So we'll have Mercury retrograde from April 2nd all the way till April 25th. And then it's going to start moving forward again, and it will move forward in the energy of Pisces. We can see this here now. It's right here at 21 degrees Pisces. And then it's going to move forward. It's going to get moving more and more through Pisces, and then it will be back in Aries in May. Actually, on May 10th is when it will be back in Aries. So we'll see that movement out of Pisces back into Aries. So once Mercury moves out of its retrograde period, there'll still be a little bit of a shadow period for a few weeks. But then once that shadow period, we kind of end that shadow period, it's an opportunity for us to start to move things forward. So the things that have come up in our retrograde period of reflection, of rethinking, reevaluating, those things that have come up that maybe we've been working on, we're now ready to take the next steps forward. Okay. So the beginning of this month, right? It's like with this solar eclipse, and we'll talk about that in a second, but with this solar eclipse that's coming in and bringing these things up, this Mercury retrograde period to kind of start to evaluate, then we can start making the next changes, right? Again, we have to evaluate to see what's been going on, where we are, right? If we're on a road trip and we get thrown, what do? We have to evaluate where we are and figure out a new path, right? If that current path, right, there's a major accident, or maybe the road's been shut down, or the weather conditions don't allow for you to take that path. What do you have to do? You have to find a new way around that. And that's what that is. We'll come out of that retrograde period of evaluating what do, and then set our path, our course for the next phase. Okay, let's talk about our drive and motivation. And then I want to get into the eclipse that we have on the 8th and kind of a lot of energy around that. So Mars is our drive and motivation. And so during April, our drive and motivation is going to begin in the energy of Aquarius. And we're actually going to see most of the month with our energy in Aquarius here, our motivation, our desire. And so we've been here since about the middle of March. And so when our drive and motivation is in Aquarius, it's like that independent thinking. It's that allowing our individual quirkiness, our differences to be really apparent and really like kind of owning that, right? It's also about, you know, really doing for the greater good of all and taking care of the underdog in particular, or accepting of all. And so there's a lot of drive and motivation through this month where we're really going to have that idea of like, okay, yeah, like let me help out. Let me be of service, right? And also like knowing that you are part of the community, but you are not consumed by the community, right? So your independence, because Aquarius needs a lot of independence. It is extremely logical energy. So your drive and motivation, it's got to make sense. It has got to be logical. It has got to be like, okay, logically, this makes sense. Maybe emotionally, this is like you're not quite connected to it, but logically, this makes sense. And so you're from an entrepreneurial standpoint, my friends, for those of you that are in that space, this is a time where people are more driven to purchase something or to make a change around something. It involves them honoring their unique self or for the greater good of all. Like if this is going to help all, like I'm in. And it's got to make logical sense. This isn't an emotional buying period, okay? So just a little tidbit on that. So let's take a look at once it moves out of Aquarius and into Pisces, which is going to happen on the 23rd. Before we get to that, though, I want to share with you a couple of aspects that Mars is going to be involved in that are really going to kind of flavor this a little differently. So Mars is going to be conjunct Saturn. So you can see this right here, right? They're hanging out together. They're in the house of Aquarius. And so this is a time where it's a little volatile. We can have a really good stamina and patience to really get through and complete maybe some complex tasks or more you know, harder things for us to do. Or it can bring out that anger and resentment and revengefulness and just want to go into the dark and fuel our dark desires. So it can be channeled into this hard work and getting things done. But this is not the time to not take action. Both of these signs are very determined signs. I should say that differently. They are determined planets, not signs. Mars and Saturn are extremely determined planets. So their energy is like, let's do this, let's get this done. And it can take the destructive path, or it can take the tried and true and patient approach. This is not the actual time to sit back and wait. And this is also not the time to go to war. This is that middle ground of you finding what's going to work for you. It's not the, well, let's just see how it works out. Or it's not the time to go in and make all the decisions, right? Where you're going against. We don't want to do that either. We don't want to stir up all the feathers during this. Not a good time to do that. Okay. This is more of like sharpening your skills, right? Like let's put some forethought. Let's work hard. Let's sharpen our skills. Now, and this is going to be, I didn't say this, but this begins on April 2nd and is going to go to about April 19th. So we'll see this for a good period here where we'll be in this energy. Now, kind of overlapping here, and I want to point this out, is on the 11th, we've got two of these. We've got the Jupiter and Uranus conjunction. You'll see pop in here on the 8th or 9th. And then we also got Uranus coming in here right there on the 11th. So we've got this sextile to both this Jupiter and Uranus. So both of these have a little bit of a different energy because Uranus is that more change, excitement, stirring things up, experimenting type energy. And then we've got Jupiter, who is that optimistic growth, expansion, really feeling strong and courageous energy. So this, with this Saturn conjunction, this is why I wanted to kind of point that out, because the Saturn conjunction, right? Depending on how we're going to fuel that energy, we've got Uranus changing things up for us. And we've got Jupiter really giving us the strength and the power. Now, how are you going to use that energy, my friend? Because you can bring it to the darkest desires and go down that deep, dark hole, or you can use it to progress, to move forward, to have courage and strength, to step up, to stand out, to make a change. What are you going to choose? Now, in this, and we'll see this towards the very end of this, which is on the 21st, we're going to have this conjunction with Neptune. So we're going to see, let me get over to it. On the 21st, we're going to see that Saturn energy fall off, right? Where we had that extra drive and determination. And we're going to bring in Neptune. And Neptune, again, is softer. It's very sensitive. It's more dreamy. And there can be some disillusion here. And so with this pairing, very different than the Saturn. So Saturn was very masculine. So masculine with masculine. And now we have masculine with feminine, Mars and Neptune. And this energy here, right? We want to make sure that we are staying grounded, that we are staying in the 3D, staying in the real world, because Neptune can definitely have us going into the dreamy world, into the other realms, so to speak. And so we want to make sure we are keeping ourselves grounded. This is also going to give us, though, a lot of energy towards chasing our dreams, towards going after what it is that we want and what it is that we desire. And so as we're, again, moving through this, remember, we've also got that Mercury retrograde in our background, okay? I'm building all the things up for you here because I want you to see, like, this isn't just a one thing. We've got that reflection period with Mercury in the background, and we've got this drive and motivation here of stirring things up and giving us that hard work, determination to move through things. And then we've got this energy of bringing in more enthusiasm and more self-awareness, right, into this space towards our desires as well. So I'm so excited for this month. There's a lot of really positive energy here. And again, though, my friend, it's what you're putting into it. No transit, no aspect, no planet is negative or positive, is better than the other. It's simply how we are choosing to work with it. Okay. So last thing, let's talk about this solar eclipse that we have on the 8th of April. On the 8th of April, we've got our sun and moon in conjunction, which is what constitutes a new moon and a solar eclipse. And we've got some friends. So we've got, first off, the solar eclipse is in Pisces, which again is what? It's the endings energy that we were talking about just a minute ago, right? It's the bringing the things to the end. It's the wrapping things up. It's the bringing the unconscious conscious. That's what this Pisces energy is. And so this new moon in Pisces is like, okay, what do I need to bring forward? What is ready to be healed? What am I ready to bring a close to wrap up, right? And also the idea of where am I headed? Where am I going? And so we can look at this new moon as that. Now let's add a couple of things into here, right? So we have the new moon with a conjunction to Chiron, right? We've got this 25 degrees here at Chiron. And these are also actually, you know, I have the wrong time here. I think it's 1:23 p.m. Central. Right there. So we have the sun, moon, and Chiron. We can't see it now because I moved it. Chiron. Chiron is our wounds. It's the wounded healer. It's those things from the past. In this placement, as I talked earlier about the sun in Chiron, this is bringing those wounds for a deeper healing, a deeper understanding, a deeper perspective. Now, I do want to say here, because this is something that I think I hear a lot in the spiritual healing world, is like, oh, I've already healed that. I've been working on that for forever, right? Like, oh, I'm done with that, right? I have a very firm belief, and working in the spaces that I have, you know, been working in, working with clients, working with myself, right? On my first client was, or has been, it is not a healing is not a one and done. Healing is an evolution. And there are different layers to how we may heal. Okay. And so you might hear me say a lot like, oh, great opportunity to do some healing work, find the deeper layer, resolve a new issue around it. Right. And that's simply because, you know, your healing might first just be acknowledging it. Acknowledging the situation, acknowledging that that's what happened or that's what you did or whatever the circumstances is bringing this acknowledgement to it. And then you might move into like the next healing is around forgiveness. forgiveness of self, forgiveness of the version of you that had that experience, and forgiveness for anybody that might have been involved in it. And then once we do that, right, then there might be a deeper layer of a new understanding of how you can see this situation. And so as we're looking at this, you might be in the first layer. You might be in the 10th layer, my friend. This is an opportunity, again, for you to look at, and this is whatever is coming forward. This doesn't mean like, let me go decide on what I want to heal. This is look at what's in your environment. Is something happening in your communication? Is something happening with the way you're working with your clients or the job that you're doing? Is there something coming up in driving? Is there something coming up with your kids, with your spouse, with your family? Is there something coming up that you're like, ooh, what is that? Why am I getting so frustrated about that? Why is that annoying me? There could be a portion of that is attached to a deeper wound. Maybe I'm not being seen. Maybe I'm not being heard. Maybe there's a deeper level of love that I can experience for myself. And so we have this opportunity with this particular solar eclipse to bring that into our consciousness. Now, when we look at eclipses, and I want to talk really quick about eclipses because I think eclipses can be a little bit confusing because there is a lot of talk around eclipses. There are people that will say, oh, eclipses are, you know, you don't try to manifest anything. You don't set intentions during eclipses, or it's really erratic energy. So you just got to like hold on and kind of like, you know, deal with it. I don't have that belief. I don't have that belief. I believe the energy is present for us and we get to choose. We are the creators of our reality. We get to choose how we want to work with that energy. So yes, eclipse seasons can shake things up. Yes, they can move us out of complacency, out of our comfort zone, asking us to mature, asking us to get to a higher plane. Absolutely. Eclipses want us to change. They want us to move out of our stagnancy. And so they are going to shift things up. They are going to move things around. The bigger the shakeup, the bigger the transformation, the smaller. I still say the bigger. Eclipses are here and they're going to shake us up. And so they're going to cause some uncertainty. They're going to cause some shifts. They're going to cause some change. But they're awakening us. They're awakening us to possibility, to something new, to a new way of being on our path, of being the highest and greatest version of ourselves, to step into our soul's purpose and its journey of why it chose to come to this time and this place. Why would anybody have chosen this time and this place? But we did. We did for a reason, my friend. So this has been your April overview forecast for the month of, or for the year 2024. As I mentioned at the top of this event, we have some really interesting shifts in our sky this month that we get to use. I hope you have enjoyed hearing about all that is happening in April. There are other things that are going to happen, I can tell you, but these are the main things that I wanted to point out to you right now as we prepare for this new month. My friend, have a beautiful, beautiful rest of your day. Make sure you hit that subscribe button, you follow the podcast, We are here every single week with our weekly forecast. We've got interviews and other topics that we talk about over on the Cosmic Mystic Podcast. So make sure you are following along on this journey. I'm so blessed and honored that you are here, and I wish you a beautiful Mercury retrograde season and all the beautiful insights from this upcoming solar eclipse. Until we meet again.